Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Allison, and I'm coming to you this hot summer day in May from Atlanta, Georgia. The topic that I want to discuss with you today centers around the LGBT community. I know that some of you are already wondering why this almost 30-year-old straight, married, mother of two would be interested in talking about this subject, and I can say it's for many reasons. But the main reason today is to provide people who are just like myself a little bit of information and insight to the LGBT world. Now, I can honestly say that I don't know much, but the one thing I do know without a shadow of a doubt is that there are more people just like me with the same experience and amount of concern looking for answers, and maybe we'll help each other figure this out. To start, let me tell you a little bit about myself and my story and why this subject is so important to me. I grew up in a strict, conservative Christian home, and I am the oldest of 14 children. Yes, I said 14. We all come from different backgrounds and walks of life to what we now know as our family home. Some of us were adopted through foster care and some were biological, but in our family, we are all equally related and important. As large as my family is, we are equally and sometimes annoyingly close. With that being said, let's get right to the point. About 5 years ago, my brother, who's about 7 years younger than me, came down to spend some time with my husband and my children over the summer. He sat me down one night and told me that he really wanted to talk to me about something important, and right away I could tell he was nervous, but I reassured him that he could come to me about anything, and I was there to help with whatever I could. After tearing up and questioning his method of delivery, he just stopped and said, "Okay, I'm going to come right out and say it. I'm gay." Now, if anyone knows me, you know that the first thing in my head usually comes right out of my mouth. And without skipping a beat, I said, "I could have told you that a long time ago. Why are you so upset?" This led into a conversation that lasted about half the night. I don't remember exactly what all we talked about that night, but I do remember telling him that I loved him, accepted him, and I support him no matter what the outcome. Now, based on what I've told you before, you may have already guessed that not all of my family took the news with such ease, and some are still working toward acceptance of some kind. And that's the main thing I want to discuss. No matter what, we should unconditionally love and support one another, be there for one another when we have questions. I still ask questions, and I'm eager to be knowledgeable in this area because it affects my family just as it does so many others. My one piece of advice is to look for support groups, peers, and family that you can ask questions and learn something from. There are so many resources for family members of the LGBT community. I think that if some would just open their eyes and think about it, you would see that this does not change the person at all. My brother did not change the moment that he said, "I'm gay," or the moment that he told others that he was. He's still the same person that he has always been. The thing that I want to talk about is not turning your back on someone that you love or that may need you just because you don't know about the community or things that they're involved in. There are so many that would love to have just one family member or friend that they could talk to about the things that they are going through, and chances are you could relate to them in some way. So be informed, do your research, find a support group, an online forum, or a Facebook group if need be. But stay open, stay accepting, and be the kind of person that you want someone to look up to. There are so many awesome resources, just look into one. A great place to start is PFLAG, PFLAG.org. This resource helps find you groups in your area and provide you with information and basic questions. And I hope everyone remembers to keep an open mind and heart during. If you don't find the answer to the question that you are looking for, look somewhere else, or possibly there is no correct answer for your question. If you don't find what you need in the first couple of places you look to, some online support groups to check out are dailystrengthsupportgroups.com, mdjunction, or queerattitude.com. If that's not one of them, talk to someone. Open your mouth, use your hands, your heart, and your head.